You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Tuesday, the 11th of March, 2025. The Australian share market fell today. The S&P ASX 200 down by around 0.9%. That's at 7,890. We'll have the details with Catherine Alfrey from Wavestone Capital in a few moments. But first, we're starting with Brent crude oil. It fell to a near three-year low overnight, below $69 a barrel. It's now down 16% since its peak, reached back in mid-January. A double whammy of an uptick in oil supply from OPEC plus countries, while demand softens, is sending its price lower. And there are concerns tariffs will slow global growth, which is now being exacerbated by talk of a possible US recession. For more, Raina Bosch spoke with Liam Wagner, an associate professor at Curtin University.
Oil prices have been a bit of a downturn recently, falling below $70 a barrel for the first time in, I think it's about 6 months. Can you explain what's driving this?
Well, largely this is an uptick in supply. Obviously, there's about 5 million barrels a day in excess of demand available from OPEC plus. So additional supply is obviously leading to lower prices, but also we're going to see lower demand coming out of the US specifically because of tariffs. So economic activity was likely to go down there. And as a consequence, we'll see international oil prices start to slide.
Now, we also have the Australian dollar, which is weaker against the US, historically speaking. What kind of a role is that playing?
Well, it certainly makes it more expensive for us when our dollar goes down, and we're likely to see it remain quite low for a while, particularly with trade in a bit of flux at the moment internationally. So I think that the currency is likely to stay low, and as a consequence, all oil is priced in US dollars, so we'll obviously have to pay a higher price for it.
Turning then to motorists, prices for fuel are obviously still, again, historically high, but how would you explain or describe the current environment?
So essentially, we do obviously have a low Australian dollar, which impacts on our ability to buy oil or refined products, and we have to buy it in Australian dollars, so obviously it costs more. However, one thing about petrol in Australia is that we rely on quite a large percentage of our use from foreign imports of refined product. So that refined product obviously comes from Southeast Asia, and as a consequence, it takes a few weeks to get here. And so any changes in international price, particularly changes down, take longer to flow through to the consumer.
So based on the current oil price then, where are you expecting prices to go for motorists?
Well, I think that at the end of February, we saw prices quite low, particularly in Sydney, so at $1.70. I think that we're likely to see it return to $1.70 and maybe even get a little bit cheaper going forward, depending upon international demand and, of course, geopolitical stability amongst all of the oil producers.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the risks there. And I guess the question for a lot of people is, sure, that's great. Prices may come down in a couple of weeks, but is that something that's likely to be sustained given the volatility?
Well, it's largely dependent upon geopolitical stability. So I would say that currently, yes, I think that all other things considered, we're likely to see prices on the international oil market remain stable, if not go down, because of changing US demand and their economic activity. And as a consequence for us, that means that we are more likely to get cheaper fuel prices. But it will take a little bit longer for it to flow through to Australia.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
to the Australian share market now, which fell today. The S&P ASX 200 down by 0.9%, while big, not as big as the US. The technology-based NASDAQ there down by 4% overnight. The S&P 500 in the US off by 2.7%. It follows those fears tariffs may actually contribute to a US recession. I spoke with Catherine Allfree. She's a portfolio manager at Wavestone Capital. And I started by asking her first if she sees the US entering a recession.
Look, at this stage, it looks like a low probability of recession. But however, over the last few days, we've seen interviews from Trump, but also from the Treasury Secretary Bessent, who has talked about the fact that it could take them longer to put their plans in place, and therefore this year could be a transition year in terms of growth. And so whenever you talk transition or slowdown, and then it's evidence with real, you know, time data that we're seeing in the United States right now, which is showing quite a weak data set, the markets just don't like it, because they also thought that Trump would always be there for the stock market. And he and Bessent over the last few days have basically said, no, we want to put our plans in place first, and then we want to focus on making America great over the long term rather than just giving the market what it wants. And so the market just threw its hands in the air. But there's also another factor that which I think viewers have really got to understand, and that's because of all the international policy that's been playing out with Ukraine since we had that major shock in the White House, you know, not even 10 days ago. Since then, obviously, in Germany, we've seen that they've put out big defence expenditure, big infrastructure expenditure. And so all of that European money that was invested in the United States is now coming back to Europe. And so we're seeing outflows out of the United States, right, and particularly in those Mag 7 stocks as well, flowing back into Europe. And then we're also seeing a flight into bonds, a way out of equities. And so this is why we're seeing, you know, the markets retrace so much.
So with some of that in context, right, is the market then overreacting, given that we may be seeing tax cuts also coming through from the US?
Look, I don't think the market is overreacting. It's really just retracing what it gained since sort of October, November last year. So when Trump was first elected in. And so now it's sort of the honeymoon's over, if you like, and now we're dealing with what the real policies are. And the problem is markets hate uncertainty. And so as soon as he says, I'm putting a tariff on Mexico and Canada of 25%, and then 2 days later he says, no, I'm on pause, I'm going to renegotiate. You know, this is sort of up and down. And I can't find an economist globally that will say that this tariffs are a good thing for global trade. It might be good for America and it might make America great again, but the rest of the world is in a pretty tough predicament. And so therefore, global growth is under pressure. So it's not particularly, you know, it's not a great outlook.
I like the context that you gave about that shift of money going from the US to Europe, right? Especially in the context of those moves in the Magnificent Seven. We know that the Magnificent Seven, a lot of those tech stocks have really driven the share market higher, really outperforming the market over the past 4 or 5 years. But they're the ones that have taken a pretty significant tumble over the past month. What do you think that says about sentiment?
Look. There's the two stocks have been really hit there, Tesla because of Elon Musk and the sales. Obviously, the Europeans suddenly don't like buying Tesla cars for some reason, can't work out why. And then the second one is NVIDIA that's down 22%. And that's a totally different reason, because ever since DeepSeek, we've seen this sort of, you know, that the markets reassessed the whole AI journey that we are on, right? And so these two stocks that have driven the NASDAQ, particularly over the last couple of years, I've seen a retracement. The others are all down now about 10%, with the exception of Meta, which is pretty flat. But, you know, naturally, there's always ebbs and flows in markets, as we know. And so people are just reassessing the growth outlooks for these stocks, and rightly so.
How does this all translate for Australian investors? I mean, how's it flowing through to the Australian share market? And what about the relationship with China?
Yeah, well, last week also, we obviously had the MPC Congress with China, and they're reaffirming an ambition to reach a 5% GDP growth rate. You know, for Australia, China clearly is our major export partner, and iron ore and LNG exports, they're the most important indicators for us. So we're all watching what happens with the oil price, because clearly, if we're going to a recession, oil prices will come under pressure. And I must say and emphasise that, you know, Bessent, again, Treasury Secretary, has been talking about a sort of $60 oil price as their aim for the White House, a drill, baby, drill mantra that Trump has. And so he wants to get energy prices down because he knows that's good for consumers. And so that's not particularly good for the, you know, outlook for oil and gas. But coming back to China and coming back to the Australian economy, clearly we have linkages with the United States. And clearly anything that's terrible for global growth in terms of tariff war between China and the US is not particularly good for Australia. And hence why you're seeing a weakening in the Aussie dollar. Our stock markets are all interlinked. And so therefore, you know, the pullback in the Australian market. But this afternoon, we've seen a rally off the low, which is a good sign. And, you know, some buying coming back in.
And so these overall thematic changes, right, new tariff push, the new tariffs, a new US administration, has this had changed the way you're investing at the moment?
Look, we have a philosophy, we have a process of stock picking, and we stay within our guardrails. Clearly, it's been challenging times to manage money in the stock market. But at the end of the day, you know, we have a valuation that we look at for stocks, and we're continually updating that and our outlooks for stocks. And so we'll do it on a bottom-up, you know, white process, and we will look at stocks from that perspective. So no, it doesn't change the way we go about our business on a day-to-day basis, but it does change, you know, the macro outlook, which is, you know, substantial.
That's Catherine Allfree there from Wavestone Capital. Don't forget, if you enjoy the podcast, give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you stream your podcast from. And don't forget to click on subscribe.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.